Hello and welcome to Barry's Talk Show, the show that brings out interesting topics out of this universe. I'm your host Barry, and today we are going to talk about mixed martial arts, also known as MMA. And if you don't know what MMA is, trust me, you will know a lot after this podcast. Today will be all about introduction to MMA and famous MMA organizations. Mixed martial arts, MMA, sometimes described as cage fighting, is a full contact combat sport, a sport in which significant physical contact is allowed, but within some rules in a controlled environment. The sport is based on striking, grappling and ground fighting, mixing up techniques from various combat sports and martial arts from all around the globe. Who coined the term MMA or mixed martial arts? Is a subject of heated debate, but the term MMA was first documented in a review of UFC 1 by Howard Rosenberg in 1993. Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, and Taiwan, known as countries of the four Asian tigers, along with Japan, were involved in the fighting contests during the early 20th century. Different fighting styles were presented to the outside world by the means of such contests. Brazil was known for the sport of Vale Tudo, in which fighters from various styles fought with little to no rules. With motive of promoting their own Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu style, the Gracie family promoted Vale Tudo matches. In the West, Bruce Lee pitched the popular concept Jeet Kune Do, of combining elements of multiple martial arts during the late 1960s to early 1970s. Bout fought between boxer Muhammad Ali and wrestler Antonio Inoki was witnessed in year 1976 in Japan. This fight was fought between two styles, so it was not a normal boxing fight, which later inspired the foundation of Pancrase in 1993 and Pride Fighting Championships in 1997, which were the MMA organizations back then. In 1980, CV Productions invented the first MMA league in the United States, called the Battle of the Superfighters. 10 tournaments were sanctioned by the company in Pennsylvania. However, in 1983, the Pennsylvania State Senate passed a bill prohibiting the sport. After 10 years of prohibition, in 1993, the Gracie family brought Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to the United States by building the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, MMA promotion company. The company held an event with almost no rules, but as the time passed by, different sets of rules were implemented, for example, eliminating kicking a grounded opponent. UFC was different from other leagues during this time, as other leagues were more inclined towards realistic fights. Originally promoted as a competition to find out most effective martial arts for real unarmed combat, competitors from different fighting styles were pitted against one another in contests with relatively few rules. The sport now is made as safe as possible by UFC by implementing additional rules. The sport of mixed martial arts has now spread across the world, proving to be one of the most remarkable routes of growth the world has ever witnessed for a sport. From the West to the East, MMA has influenced the sheer number of fans, primetime television sports, and packed arenas across the fighting universe. We can now take a look at the top 6 global MMA organizations that have been responsible for uplifting this amazing sport. Number 1. Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC. It all started with QFC, as it was first ever major MMA promotion. Though it first started out with little to no rules, but has evolved since then with well-implemented fighting rules. UFC president Dana White and owners Frank and Lorenzo, who bought the UFC in 2001, over the past 20 years have worked tirelessly with US state athletic commissions and international bodies to get the sport globally sanctioned and accepted into the mainstream. Global icons like Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey, and John Jones came up through UFC. Broadcast around the world via pay-per-view, the UFC has also established itself as the top MMA organization in the world today, with almost 20 million fans on Facebook alone, approximately $600 million in revenue. You can get an idea of about how big this MMA organization actually is. Number 2. ONE Championship. While the UFC is prominent and widespread on the West, the East is conquered by the ONE Championship. ONE Championship has grown drastically in just under 5 short years. It has established itself as Asia's biggest promotion with mixed martial arts. ONE has brought up international superstars such as Ben Askren, Shayna Oki, Bibiano Fernandez, Babita Fogart, and many more. ONE is already Asia's largest sports media property with close to 5 million fans on social media and global broadcast reach of over 1 billion homes across 118 countries. Number 3. Bellator MMA. Bellator MMA is the closest challenger to the UFC in North America. Famous fighters like Eduardo Dantas, Daniel Strauss, and Michael Chandler came up using this promotion. It is also currently the most prominent MMA organization to use the tournament format to determine its title challengers, and has been doing so since it was founded by Bjorn Rembly in 2008. Bellator has an accumulated following of close to 2 million fans across its social media channels. Events under Bellator MMA take place in US, Canada, and Europe, which proves its international growth. Number 4. WSOF, World Series of Fighting. A relatively young organization that established fighters like John Fitch, Razumir Balharis, and Justin Gaethje was started in 2012. While it is far from being on equal level with UFC, the organization has made a couple of key strategic efforts to expand onto the global stage. WSOF has been partnering and buying with several smaller promotions around the world to integrate them into a global network. This started in Central America and quickly moved on to Canada, Japan, and China, with further plans to do the same in other countries like Philippines, New Zealand, and Australia. While it remains to be seen how successful WSOF would be with just 25,000 fans on social media, it is definitely growing and doing better than most in terms of international expansion. Number 5. Jungle Fight. Jungle Fight is the best MMA organization that came from South America. This organization was started by Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion Black Belt, Walid Ismail. The promotion has grown up to 320,000 fans across the globe, which in itself is quite a success. Number 6. KSW. KSW is one of the leading MMA organizations in Europe, which was founded in year 2004. I personally did not know about this one until I heard of Jan Blachowicz, who recently defeated Israel Adesanya, who was 20-0 before this match. This fight made Jan known like never before. Poland possesses the fourth-ranked MMA organization in KSW, a show that utilizes ring, top polished talent, and UFC veterans to put on some of the best shows of the year. There is no doubt in my mind that the UFC is the best and biggest MMA promotion in sport right now. In fact, it is the greatest mixed martial art promotion in history. This is it for today's episode. In the next coming up episodes, we will be talking about MMA in more details. Till then, see you guys and take care, everybody, and keep on enjoying the life. It's very nice. Thank you.